Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Vacharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashacha Desata. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauravaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Tulti Dana Vallabha Hidhi Vardhari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamunatira Bonachari Kaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Maha Karoti Vachala Pangu Langayate Girin Yat Kita Chalahan Vande Sikaru Nitainam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishvaram Hariom Tat Sat. We'll have the Vyasi Prabhu will read.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 14, entitled The Forest of Enjoyment, text number 44. Yodushya jankhiti suta sajanartha dharan Pratyam sriyam suravarai sadayavalokam Naichandripastarujitam mahatam madhurvit Sevanurakta manasam abhavo bivalgu. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear King, the activities of Bharat Maharaj are wonderful. He gave up everything difficult for others to give up. He gave up his kingdom, his wife, and his family. His opulence was so great that even the demigods envied it. Yet he gave it up. It was quite befitting a great personality like him to be a great devotee. He could renounce everything because he was so attracted to the beauty, opulence, reputation, knowledge, strength, and renunciation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna is so attractive that one can give up all desirable things for his sake. Indeed, even liberation is considered insignificant for those whose minds are attracted to the loving service of the Lord." Purport. This verse confirms Krishna's all-attractiveness. Maharaj Bharat was so attracted to Krishna that he gave up all his material possessions. Generally, materialistic people are attracted by such possessions. Ato grihakshata sutapta vitar janasya mohoyam ahang mameti. Bhagavatam 5:58. Quote, "One becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine." End of quote. The attraction for material things is certainly due to illusion. There is no value in attraction to material things, for the conditioned soul is diverted by them. One's life is successful if he is absorbed in the attraction of Krishna's strength, beauty, and pastimes as described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Maivadis are attracted to merging into the existence of the Lord. But Krishna is more attractive than the desire to merge. The word abhava means not to take birth again in this material world. A devotee doesn't care whether he is going to be reborn or not. He is simply satisfied with the Lord's service in any condition. That is real mukti. Iha yasya hridayasya karma manasa gira nikhilasvapi avastasu jivan mukta sa uchate. Quote, "One who acts to serve Krishna with his body, mind, intelligence, and words is a liberated person, even within this material world." End of quote. That was Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1-187. A person who always desires to serve Krishna is interested in ways to convince people that there is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. That is his ambition. It doesn't matter whether he is in heaven or in hell. This is called Uttama Shloka Lalasa. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Translation again.
Today's verse again is Shukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear King, the activities of Bharat Maharaj are wonderful. He gave up everything difficult for others to give up. He gave up his kingdom, his wife, and his family. His opulence was so great that even the demigods envied it. Yet he gave it up. It was quite befitting a great personality like him to be a great devotee. He could renounce everything because he was so attracted to the beauty, opulence, reputation, knowledge, strength, and renunciation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna is so attractive that one can give up all desirable things for his sake. Indeed, even liberation is considered insignificant for those whose minds are attracted to the loving service of the Lord."
Well, so this shows the greatness of Bharata Maharaj. It says it Prabhupada said one time that Bharat Maharaj left all these desirable things. He left just like a person leaves a hot stool in the toilet. You don't look back, flush, you're gone. Soak. You don't feel any saturation at all. Part of the body went numb. Beyond. So like that, he lost everything. Because he was so much attracted to Krishna. So this is a rare quality. And he had a lot to enjoy. He had the kingdom of the world. He had the beautiful wife. He had a nice, loving family. He had everything. I remember how Prabhupada, he was preaching to one guy from Akhodnagar. He would come to see Prabhupada. It's not exactly a village, it's a kind of a, it's part of the urban sprawl that surrounds Calcutta. But it's on the other side, it's a little north of Howrah district, is either Howrah or Hooghly. So, this guy, he lived in a little one-story building, but he was about 70 years old. And Prabhupada said, well, why don't you come here and stay here with me? So, but somehow or other he avoided. And Prabhupada said, you know, he's very attached to his home and family. But he had nothing to be attached to, but whatever there was, he was very attached. So, the devotee of the Lord is known as akinchana or niskinchana, that they are detached from everything. One time, we were arriving or taking off from the railway station. I was assured, Prabhupada, maybe we were going to the Kumbh Mela. I don't remember. But he saw some, like, very poor people who had taken, in that time they had the engines that were running on coal. So, to start the coal, they had used firewood. Now this was half burnt firewood. That after the coal lit, they threw the firewood away. And somehow they had gathered this half-burnt firewood and they're carrying on their head. And Prabhupada said, they're not in the Niskinjana. And they have almost nothing. They're like the poorest of the poor. Like, that has no resale value. But if you try to take one from them, they'll fight. No, no, what? Ha! Oh! And it'll be a big thing, you know. So they're very attached. They've taken that, they put it on their head, they're carrying it. And so they're not a niskinchana. They got kinchana. They have something, half burnt firewood, whatever. But that they're attached to. So he said like this, that people in the material world, they're all attached to something. Like you see the very poor people in India. Now there's a few here in America, you see also some people. One very poor, hungry man, he came by the a car at High Hopes, and he looked very hungry at Jai Gauranga Das. I said, Jai Gauranga Das, he said, you want one or two? Actually, he always used to say one, because he wanted one. But he said, oh, I'll take two. So he gave him the two as a detached devotee. Jai Gong Aki. Later he found that the Steve had also given his sandwich prior to the same guy. But so there are four people, homeless people in the States also. And as soon as he was eating voraciously, he was very hungry. So these people, they're still, although they have almost nothing, but whatever they have, they're very attached to. So they're not Niskinjana. But here, Bharata, he had a kingdom of the whole world. He had wealth, he had a wife, he had all the desirable objects. But he was wanting to achieve Krishna, lotus feet. So at that time, he was advised that he was over 50. He should take Radhaprasad. He should meditate on the Lord. So he went to the forest. He gave everything up. This is a very rare, we're not necessarily to follow that example, but we should be detached enough that if the situation we're living in is not desirable, not convenient for our devotional service, then we should leave that. If it's all right, then, well, maybe we can say, but like this person in Kohinagar, his wife was not a devotee, so he was not taking prasad. He was not doing much deity worship, but he was aspiring to be a devotee. He came to Prabhupada and he would chant Jada, but he didn't have the strength, even at 7 years of old age, to leave his family and live in the ashram. So Prabhupada said that in Nayanpur we can make some flats for the retired people. The retired people, they can live here. He said we have two qualities. One will be those who want to lock it up and leave. They have to pay for the entire room. And they can lock it up and leave, but when they die, the room goes to us. Confirmed. The others, they get the room, but if they can't lock it up. If they leave, they give up their room. So he had the two qualities. They could stay with their wives, they could be down across that category, but so he said there are a lot of government servants and others who previously they would join the Ram Krishna mission and others, but he wanted to get them to join ISKCON. We didn't really start this yet. There's a lot of things that the Prabhupada said which we didn't know. In different parts of the world he gave different instructions. Like here in the West, he gave instructions to create self-sufficient farms. But most of the devotees are used to urban living, so it's difficult. In the Talbot, they have 1,300 acres. 10 acres, they set aside for a cultivation. And they can't find anyone to do the cultivation. It's like it's America. So they do have cows, and the cows graze off the land, but they cultivate. They said even when they cultivate the wheat, no one eat it. It has life from the stars, nice and clean. You get wheat from the field. It's got some straw in it, and you gotta dust it off, and wash it a little bit. So, we're spoiled. You know, we pay a lot for the food in the market. We could grow it ourselves. In the future, like now, America and the West is going through a recession. I said that California is one of the worst hit. So, we don't know. And now we need to pull out of it. Because they printed a lot of money. Well, in the future, you don't know. Prophet said sometime they may go into a recession that they don't come out of. At that time, to have our own farms would be useful. So, maybe like in the Niathor, all the land, now we're using some for cultivation, but in the future, our Prophet wanted us to build a city. So we thought, well, at least we should have enough land somewhere. Maybe off the master plan for the city. We should have some land where we can grow our own food for the, at least for the core deities and core Shaivites. This idea we had, although right now, that's another thing that we got to fulfill. Anyway, this Vartamaras, who this planet is named after, this planet is known as Bharatvarsha, because he was such a great soul. So he was so attached to Krishna, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastimes. He simply wanted to serve Krishna. This is what the devotees want. They want to serve the Lord. They don't want anything else. So, it says the Agnis, they'd like liberation to become merged into the light, and the Astanga Yogis, Hatha Yogis, they'd like to realize the Paramatma. The devotees want to serve the Lord. So, Lord Chaitanya, when he was offered the 21 hours of puja by Advaita Gosai, he told one after another who they were, he gave blessings, and then he said, bring Kola Vecha Sridhar. And he was a simple man. He would sell bananas, I guess it would be equivalent in America to like the flea market. He would sell on the street. Banana, banana, come get your banana, banana leaves. So, actually the banana can be used. Leaves are plates. The trunk is bowls. The center is a sabji. The flowers are sabji. The fruit is, of course, everyone knows banana fruit. So, all the parts of the bananas are useful. In fact, the root can be planted to get more bananas. Out from every banana tree come two or three little trees. So the root can be used to plant additional trees. So this is what he would live on. He would sell the banana trees. Now, he would spend 50% of whatever he made on puja to the Ganges. Now, this is like you heard the saying, selling coals in Newcastle. The idea is in Newcastle, they make coal. So selling coal there is not a very lucrative business. Coal's everywhere. As some selling bananas in Navadit, it's not like you're not going to make it rich. Because everybody's got a couple of banana trees in their house. But that was what he was doing. If they need extra, then only they would buy. Otherwise, the banana, it grows like a weed. So, Lord Chaitanya, as a child, when he was about 8, 9, he'd go shouting for his mother. At that time, he looked at Kolarich's bananas. How much? You see, 1 cent was divided into 80 conch shells. Little tiny, they're called cutties. So, one bunch of bananas, a few, like maybe, say, 5 or 6, 8 cutties, not even a cent. So, Lord Chaitanya would say, what do you mean? I'm a poor Ravana. You're taking so much from me. You can check the market. The lowest price, best quality, just for less. You got life for less, dress for less, everything less. But it's still expensive. But it's cheaper than Europe. Right? Our Gaura Nandini, she brought clothes here. Oh, this is cheaper than Europe. Because she's living in Germany, or you have to buy clothes in euros. So here's cheap. So he said, you all check the market. I got the cheapest bananas. But Lord Chaitanya, no. I'll give you 4 cutties. He took them back. You see, what are you doing? And when he took them back, they thought, and then Lord Chaitanya said, what are you doing? You think I was taking advantage without paying? Are you accusing a Brahmin of being a thief? What are you doing? He gave us such a hard time. He said, look it. You pay the price, I'll give you. But I'm charging the lowest price in the market. Okay, I'll give you 6 cutties. He said 8, I'll give you 6. Or 4 or something. Or 5, whatever. So they took the bananas back by force, and then he left. So, this is what every day, bananas, the center of the, I don't know if you ever had the center of the banana tree, that's called a tor in Bengali. And the flower is called mocha. So, actually, to drink the water from the core, that's the tor. They said it dissolves the kidney and bile stones. So they recommend you drink. If you eat, it's kind of chewy sabji. It has like rubber in it. So you gotta chew it. I don't imagine you have here. You have banana flowers, banana cores. You have? So when you go to Mayapur, you should ask, we want banana core, we want banana flower. You want to try it out? You heard about it. You see, I didn't know how to cook it. I just eat it. And one time in our farm in Ecuador, we had so many bananas. So I took a flower and I cooked it. Oh, it was literally like poison. Because I didn't know you're supposed to boil it first, pour off the water, and then you cook it with ghee and spices. So I just cooked it. And it was very bitter. Very, very bitter. Because I didn't know how to do it. It's a whole process. You'd be surprised. Like, you gotta pull out some of the, you also have to pull out the, what do you call it? The festivals. So anyway, these flowers, stems, they're like plastic. You can't digest them. It's a whole process. If you see a flower with all these sticks in it, don't eat it. You don't digest it. You pull out the stems and then cut up the flower. They boil it, pour out the water, and then they cook it. So it's a whole process. It's considered a delicacy. They call mocha ganta. So they only have that in eastern India because they don't have so many bananas in western India. It's too dry. So other south India, I don't know if they have. Do they have in South India? Huh? They might have. In Orissa and Bengal, they have. So, some Lord Chaitanya would eat by the flowers and the stem and the fruits Sundays. So every day he'd go until he grew up. And then when he started the Sankirtan movement, he'd go and visit the house of Kolavetsa. He'd say, "Hey, you got treasure here. You're a rich man. I know you got treasure." "I got no treasure." "You got a treasure you're keeping hidden. You're keeping hidden." See, what was his treasure? He had this treasure of Chakrad Vardhanaj. He had pure devotion for Krishna. He had attraction to Krishna. That was his treasure. So, and then he said, "I have to worship the Ganges. This is the order of my guru." He said, "What do you mean?" I am the worshipful object of the Ganges. "Vishnu, Vishnu, how can you say such a thing? That Krishna is the worshipable object of the Ganges. I thought you were naughty when you were a child, and you're more naughty now. How can you say such a thing?" So like that, he would go dropped in alone to see Kolavetsa, and he would joke with him in different ways. Sometimes the neighbors would come. They'd say, "Hey, Kolavetsa, Srinath, you got holes in your dhoti. Why don't you?" He said, "Well, it lets the air in. It's cooling. You got a hole in the roof of your house. Well, that lets the sunlight in. Yeah, also lets the rain in too. Listen, why don't you just collect all your money for 1 year, stop this pillage of the Ganges, you'll get a greater income, and then you reinvest it, you'll make more money, and then you can invest more money in worshiping the Ganges. You see, it's a good process." He said, "If I stop, what's the guarantee after 1 year I'll start again? If Krishna wants me to be rich, he'll make me rich. If he wants me to be poor, that's okay. But whatever I make, 50% I'm going to spend on the Ganges." So they said, "What's this all night long? You're howling. Haridol, Haridol, Haridol. Hare Krishna. What's wrong with you? You keep us awake at night. Now you know why. You're feeling hunger things. You can't sleep. So, like this thing. Our neighbors, I criticized him and they went off. So, Lord Chaitanya, when he was revealing his to a selected few devotees, his divinity, he called for Kolavacha Sridhar. So when he told Kolavacha, Agora Hari wants to see you. See me? What? Oh, he fainted because he was such a humble devotee. He thought, why the great Nilay Pandit, the great Agora Hari, he wants to see me. It was like too much. He fainted. So the servants, what to do? They picked him up and they carried him. They dropped him at the feet of Lord Chaitanya. He looked up. Now Lord Chaitanya, he was revealing to everyone that he is actually Krishna. So when you looked at Lord Chaitanya now, you didn't see anything but Lord Chaitanya. He was like emitting effulgence from all directions. I saw Kolavacha when he looked around. He just saw Lord Chaitanya and a few of the servants were worshipping him. So he paid his obeisances. I saw Lord Chaitanya ask Kolavacha Sridhar, I want to give you a boon. That's the nature of Krishna, Vishnu. They always give blessings to their devotees. They are known as Varada. In fact, there's a deity in a country form who is known as Varada Raja. He's the king of giving blessings. He gives a blessing to the secretary of the Ramanuja, who had taken the cloth of Ramanuja and let Ramanuja escape from some fanatic Shivite king. So the Shivite king, he told, accept Shiva is supreme, not Vishnu. He said, I cannot. Vishnu is supreme, and Shiva is the next to Vishnu, but he's not supreme. You are blind. You don't see the truth. So he told his army, blind him. So they poked out his eyes. They thought he was Ramanuja. Later they found out that Ramanuja had left. So he was singing bhajans to this Varaharaja. And Varaharaja spoke to him, any blessing you want, I'll give you. So he said, those who blinded me, please forgive them. They know not what they did. So the second time he gave blessing, he like this, again he prayed for someone else. So then he went to see Ramanuja. A great difficulty because he was blind. So Ramanuja told him, you tell that if the deity offers you again a blessing, you tell him that some property that the guru has is a defective. He should make it work again. He should make it whole. And then that property can be more useful for the guru. So I said, okay, I'll tell him that. So again, he sang bhajans. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.